Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports History Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Big Pen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for December 17th, as we're going to talk about some great athletes that had some great moments in sports history that occurred on the 17th of December. But before we get to that, let's make sure you're aware of our newsletter. So easy to sign up for. Just go to the show notes of this very podcast or to jerseydispatch.com or pigskindispatch.com. Answer two simple questions, which is your name and your email, and voila, you can get a newsletter every single day, 6:30 a.m. in your email inbox from the Pigpen. That's going to tell you everything that's going on in Pigskin Dispatch, Jersey Dispatch, Orville Mulligan Sports Writer, and SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Love to send it to you each and every day. You can cancel at any time, but I think you're really going to enjoy it. Now, those uniform numbers we'll talk about for the December 17th is numbers 3, 56, 9, 7, 1, 11, 31, 5, 99, 77, 34, 8, 10, and number 22. Some interesting numbers indeed. And we're going to start off in 1924 on the 17th of December, and the Hamilton Tigers and the Ottawa Senators of hockey battled out the first scoreless game in NHL history. Goaltenders Jake Forbes of Hamilton and Alex Connell of Ottawa each recorded shutouts in that contest. December 17th, 1933. This is a big one. The National Football League Championship game. It was the first title game in the National Football League. Remember, prior to that, the teams with the best records would be voted to as being the champions. This is a postseason game. It's at Wrigley Field in Chicago, and the Chicago Bears defeated the New York Giants by the score of 23-21. You can get some more details on that great game over at pigskindispatch.com for your daily football history headlines for December 17th. But in this game, the Bronco-Nagurski rule came about, and it stated that a forward pass would then be legal from anywhere behind the line of scrimmage. Previously, one had to be 5 or more yards behind the line. The whole situation came up when Nagurski, who wore number 3 for the Bears, was in a title game, when it was in the closing minutes of the game, and with the ball on the Giants' 33-yard line, Bronco threw up a jump pass to end number 56, Bill Hewitt, who reached the 19-yard line. And when he made a long lateral to the other end, Billy Carr, eluding two Giant defenders, and Carr races in the end zone for his second touchdown of the game, giving the Bears the lead and eventually that victory. And the pass play was extremely controversial as to where Nagurski was when he threw the ball. Of course, the Giants were saying he was within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, where the Bears and officials ruled that he was further back than 5 yards. Real close play. A very similar situation that Gursky was involved in with Red Grange a few years earlier. December 17, 1957, the Ballon d'Or Real Madrid forward number 9, Alfredo Di Stefano, won the award for the best football player in Europe ahead of the Englishman Billy Wright and Duncan Edwards. December 17, 1958, the Blackhawks number 7, Ted Lindsay becomes the highest scoring left winger in NHL history, passing Ariel Jolet, who retired with 270. And this is when Lindsay scored twice and added an assist in the Blackhawks' 5-2 victory over the Boston Bruins at the Chicago Stadium. December 17th, 1963, Ballon d'Or Dynamo Moscow goalkeeper number 1 Lev Yashin becomes the best European football player when he wins the award, beating out Milan midfielder number 11 Gianna Rivera and Tottenham striker Jimmy Greaves. Yashin became the first Russian national to win this very coveted award. December 17, 1975. It was the first time in New York Islanders history that they shut out the New York Rangers 3-0. It was a goaltender, number 31, Billy Smith's first career shutout at that point. Smith, in his overall career, provided 22 goose egg games by opponents between the pipes. December 17, 1977, rookie Rockies defenseman number 5 Barry Beck scored his first career hat trick and added an assist in Colorado Rockies' 5-1 victory over the Minnesota North Stars. He set an NHL record for the rookie defenseman with a goal in his 6th straight game. Very productive on a defensive end. December 17, 1983, it was the 352nd NHL game, and number 99 Wayne Gretzky scored a goal and 5 assists in an 8-1 rout of the Quebec Nordiques to record his 800th point and 500th assist. He'd averaged 2.27 points, 1.42 assists, and 0.85 goals per game to start his career in those first 352 games. December 17, 1986, again Gretzky with that number 99 jersey. He scored 4 goals, including a natural hat trick in the first period, and also recorded an assist in the Oilers' 5-3 victory over the Quebec Nordiques again. It was his 41st NHL career hat trick at that point in his career. But having 4 goals in the first period, wow. Now, December 17th, Ray Bourque, Bruins number 77, became just the 3rd player in NHL history to score 1,100 assists, and goaltender number 34, Byron Defoe, recorded his 100th NHL victory in the Boston Bruins' 3-1 victory over the Thrashers in Atlanta. December 17th, 2014, this is not a jersey number, but very interesting sports history. 103 years young, Gus Anderdon recorded his 8th ace of his career on a 113-yard 14th hole of the Lakes Course, Palmyre, Sarasota, Florida. He is the oldest golfer to record a hole in one. Congratulations, Mr. Gus Anderdon. December 17, 2017, Brazilian footballer and former AC Milan and Real Madrid player Kaká retired. The legend wore number 8, 10, and 22, each about equal length for his very long career. Over the periods of his career. So wearing 3 different numbers and making all 3 of them very famous. Of course, number 10 is really that number of that star player that they expect to score goals on a team. So no wonder he wore that. But 8 and 22, he also wore in different points of his career in different teams. So that's your sports history for this December 17th. We're so glad that you could join us here once again and take this little sports break, these little nuggets of knowledge with you throughout the day. And hope you come back tomorrow to enjoy some more. Also, you can find more great sports history, sportshistorynetwork.com. We have over 30 podcasts there, just bringing some excellent information on sports history from all eras and genres. And don't forget about Pigskin Dispatch, our other website, that you can find some great podcasts there, as well as some great information on there. And Orville Mulligan, sports writer, our audio drama. If you haven't checked it out yet, make sure you do that. OrvilleMulligan.com, and you'll find everything going on there. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.